cut in 8 lengthwise wedges.
Cut.
8. Cut the pulp.
Cut.
Cut. So that it's loosened. Tear the skin in one piece, leaving it in place.
Carefully.
Carefully.
So that it's loosened. Or you can cut off the core.
Cut.
If you are inexperienced, hold the cleaver in both hands.
Carefully.
And
insert.
And
insert here.
And
handle lightly.
And very lightly.
And
then use Don't bang your fingers. The effects of the first two processes are quite different.
Like this.
Or you can cut off the top and bottom.
Like this.
Or use a macerating mat.
Or the flat side of a cleaver.
Like this. Okay, cut off the core. And place each part so that it will resemble a boat. The working surface should be carefully cleansed with hot water and detergent and carefully dried because dangerous bacteria thrive in equipment not properly sanitized. Don't bang your fingers.
Hello, everyone. Good day. You know what time it is. The Eternal Now. WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman. Being your host today. Dark, dreary. And compliant in World Goth Day. Keeping it bleak today. Get ready to cobweb dance for the next 55 minutes. But first, we started off with Susan Stone. Laying Etude is the name of this track. It comes from a compilation from, again, the Telus series. Number 11, Sound of Radio. Susan Stone. And now, as promised, some goth music. This is Coil, Amethyst Deceivers.
Thank you.
Sivas.
Keeping it calling, calling to sisters. Keeping it calling.
lips rub against your cylinder hips. A limited slap, sweet tune. Let's fuck behind the trucks. Oh, June, when I blow the balloon, I tell them I'm crocked with passion. You're my turkey fuck girl. Wanna get you up. Oh, June, noon, under the moon, with a spoon, I could eat you with a knife. Your mama, beer, too, whack. Thank you.
hurt herself. Mes yeux pénétrent ardents. Le diable, mais c'est toi dedans. Pardon tes prières fort, Seigneur, contre le sang. J'attends le vent du nord qui bougle comme un corps. C'est la lalie du trépassé. Chez moi, après mon tour rasé, j'entends le vent du nord. J'entends le clair du corps.
Somber, dreadful. We just heard there Shirley Collins. Never Again. Found on the CD Fountains of Snow from the year 1992 on Dirtro. Label of Tibet, David Tibet of Current 93. In front of that, a couple from a fantastic album by Diamanda Galas, Saint of the Pit, from 1986, on Mute. Amazing album, amazing performer and artist, Diamanda. In front of that, the hits keep coming. Susie and the Banshees with Follow the Sun found as a B-side on the Spellbound 12-inch from 1981. In front of that, same year, 1981. Nico, from her album Drama of Exile, we heard The Sphinx. Tones on Tail, in front of that, from a 4AD 12-inch from the year 1982. Heard a track there, Copper. Tones on Tail, of course, being members previously of Bauhaus, latterly of Love and Rockets, although there's probably some overlap with that band as well. In front of that, Annie Anxiety, from her album Soul Possession, we heard there Turkey Girl. On Corpus Christi, aka Rudimentary Benai label, before that, Shock Corridor. On Reflection, that's the name of the track. Another banger from 1982. Before that, we did hear from Terra Cross. City Limit, from the Vinyl on Demand 12-inch box set, more like it. Looks like a Scrabble board. Oops, I just realized something. Also, after that, Nico, but before that, Susie, we did hear from, how did I miss this? Moon Lay Hidden Beneath a Cloud. We heard track 8, as they don't title any of their tracks. Everything's untitled. From The Smell of Blood But Victory from 1997 on their Arthur's Round Table imprint. And back to the playlist where we should have been, Tanit, in front of that, from France. Her track there called Sisters. Early 80s goth metalish band from France. Of course, we did start that set off a while ago with Coil, from the Moon's Milk album, comprising the 4 7-inches and CD EPs, Solstice style, Moon's Milk, Eschaton label, 2002. Well, a merry goth day to you. It's been dreadfully delightful spending this day together. Or night. It's probably night, right? In the dark with candles. We can do it again next week. It'll likely be less bleak. Signing off for WFMU, this is Andy Ortman. You've been listening to The Eternal Now.